With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of Golic and Lingo weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. Trade Supply National Contest. It's time for another New Money in the New Year appointment. I'm money. Every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN and right now.
That's right, it's time for the 9 o'clock hour, New Money in the New Year cash code. Text HANG, H-A-N-G, text HANG, H-A-N-G to 72881. Here in the next hour, and you're automatically entered for a chance to win $1,000. Again, text HANG, H-A-N-G, H-A-N-G to 72881. Data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is at 10 o'clock right here on the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Text HANG, H-A-N-G, H-A-N-G to 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up because you know where there's rubble and dust. Cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
ladies and gentlemen.
Today on the show, John Martin is going to join us coming up in the next segment. Dan Devine is going to join us after that. Dan Devine, of course, spoke about the NBA for The Ringer. And Chris Harrington, we hope all unnumbed after his dental work yesterday, is going to join us at 10 o'clock. And then we're going to do NFL Big Facts as well. We got NFL Big Facts today. You know what I'm really not looking forward to? The end of the NFL season. Like, college was hard enough to take, right?
We only have three official games left.
All right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, the Pro Bowl. I don't know. How do they do the Pro Bowl now?
Pro Bowl's in Orlando again, I think.
And how do they do it? Do they pick up sides, or is it?
We are back to the AFC versus NFC. But each side has a team captain now or something. We're not doing the thing where they pick teams anymore.
Is any All-Star game good?
I actually think
NBA's the best.
No.
Baseball?
Baseball's the best. The NBA All-Star game, like, that's what used to drive me insane when people do the Pro Bowl. This is ridiculous. The NBA All-Star game's every bit as ridiculous.
Oh, it's ridiculous, but it's a show. That's fine. It's just a show because you know what it is. It's like Memphis Madness isn't a real basketball game.
Right.
It's just a show, but it's fun for
I never understood why we would flip out about the Pro Bowl, but we don't care about
now,
it.
Now, this says something about me in baseball. I literally cannot remember the last
time. The baseball All-Star game
All-Star game baseball. Now, the home run derby is interesting.
The baseball All-Star game is, of all the sports,
it's the most like it because you really do have to throw. And hit. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't think any of them are particularly interesting anymore, but I don't know how we got into that. Chris Harrington's going to join us. We're going to have NFL big. That's why I'm already lamenting the end of the NFL season. So
There you go. But there's breaking news. And the breaking news is that Penny Hardaway was on Get Up, which is the colossal flop of a morning show on ESPN. Maybe in the same way that Memphis reached out to Penny in order to save their sinking ship. Mm-hmm. And it worked.
Yep.
Maybe Get Up at the same idea.
Exact same idea.
What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Bring in Penny Hardaway. Mm-hmm. He fixes things fast.
His ratings gold.
Ratings gold, right? So they pulled the emergency Penny Hardaway switch, and they brought Penny Hardaway onto the program, and he made the following news.
You know, little Penny is actually going to be coming back out soon. You know, he's working out, trying to get in shape.
Breaking news!
And support the Tigers. Absolutely.
Breaking news!
Hold on one second. Everyone shouted over the news there, unfortunately. Would you say that again? What's happening with little Penny?
Little Penny's getting in shape. He's coming back.
Okay. What does that mean?
I think it means that they were hoping probably to roll him out again.
You know, what's going to happen? What's it going to look like?
I think there'll be videos, promotional videos.
You think Memphis promotional videos?
Yeah.
Or do you think national advertising?
So you couldn't quite hear him because of everyone going nuts when he mentioned, but you can kind of hear underneath that he says he's back, he's getting in shape, he's ready to support the Tigers.
I heard him say that.
Right, so I think it's going to be. I think it's Memphis promotional videos.
You think it's going to be? He is going to be used in Memphis promotional videos.
Correct.
You don't believe it means there will be a national. He will be.
Used, I would be surprised if there's like another Nike campaign that.
Not even a camp, just one ad, a one off.
I'd be surprised. That doesn't mean that I would sit there and go, "Oh, no way." But I would be surprised by that.
Okay, will there be actual? Will we physically see a little Penny, or just in video form? I think probably just in video.
Yeah,
form.
Yeah, I think
there obviously are little Pennies.
Sure.
There are little Pennies in order to make the videos. They do exist.
Correct. They're puppets.
But we won't see the little Penny itself out. We will. You think it's going to be little Penny in promotional videos?
Yes.
That will be on TV, local TV, and on the big screen.
Yes.
Or mostly just on the big screen.
I'd expect them to run locally at the minimum, television. But for certain, they'd be on the in-game promotions.
Okay, let me ask you this. Little Penny was... The genius of Little Penny...
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of things. But
Chris Rock
was hilarious, and he was Chris Rock.
Yes.
Who's going to be voicing Little Penny?
I don't know.
Is Chris Rock coming back?
I would think you'd have to pay Chris Rock a lot of money for that.
Maybe Chris Rock is friends with Penny. Maybe Penny could say
something. Never do it for free.
That's not true. People do things for free.
Sure.
People do things for free. He could do an ad. How can you have little Penny back talking and not have it be the voice of Chris Rock?
Sorry.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can have little Penny back with someone else's
voice. The
only thing
you could do is you could get a Chris Rock imitator. Impersonator.
Well, and so then
you could be in trouble for licensing.
No, I'm sure they get permission. There's no, I'm sure that all of this is they're going to have permission from everybody they need permission for in order to do it. So, and then the other problem is that the writing was hilarious, right? I mean, he was a wisecracking whatever. And so it was done by Nike ad professionals, right?
Nike ad professionals. And then...
And presumably Nike ad professionals aren't... If what you say is true, if this is just going to be a local campaign, that means Nike ad professionals are not going to be doing it. If you had a Penny... if you have Lil Penny back and... Lil Penny back and it's
For the
not-
record, I have... No information. I know
we're all speculating.
Right.
But if we have Little Penny back and no Chris Rock and no professional and Nike writers, then it could be a lame Little Penny.
Right. And I'm also not even convinced that I'm not even sure that professional Nike writers. I think they got Chris Rock and they gave Chris Rock, hey, here's the scene. Here's what we're doing.
Well, I think there's a combination. He would riff too.
And
I'm sure both. But I mean that's how it works. But the point is that
Yes, that is very much a risk.
Right. Now, it's interesting. Play the clip again. Can we play the clip again? Here we
go. Little Penny is actually going to be coming back out soon. You know, he's working out, trying to get in shape.
Breaking news!
And support the Tigers. Absolutely.
Breaking news!
Hold on one second. Everyone shouted over the news there, unfortunately. Would you say that again? What's happening with Little Penny?
Little Penny's getting in shape. He's coming back.
Okay. I think you're to support the Tigers is right. I think it's not going to be a national ad. This would be my guess. It'll just be a local little that Nike will give Memphis permission to use Little Penny but they will make sure that Little Penny is done well. So they will be involved with the production just as they, I mean, it's a Nike school, right? Nike will be involved in the production. They're not just going to say, oh, sure, use a Little Penny however you want.
Right.
So they will be involved in the production. And my prediction is that Chris Rock will be back for The Voice as well. It'll be. That is my call. And it will involve, in fact, Little Penny getting in shape. I think Penny tipped us to what the theme of the ad is going to be. And the theme of the ad is going to be something
time to get back
about
in the game.
Getting back in shape. He's going to be lifting, or he's going to be whatever he's going to be. Now, Tyra Banks will not make an appearance in the little Penny ad, is my prediction. But I think it will be local. It will be Chris Rock, and it will be well done. That's my prediction. And soon, he said, "What's it?" What's the ask? In other words, are they going to be selling tickets? Is it just going to be funny? Is it just going to be a bit of entertainment? Is it going to be, like, what's the...
So my original thought was it would be part of a ticket promotion, but
this isn't the time when you
sell
tickets.
That's not when you do this. So then, I mean, I think it's just to get buzz. Like,
yeah,
hey,
it's just to get buzz.
Yeah, it'll be a viral video. And hey, did you see this?
It's got to be well done, though, or Nike wouldn't allow it. So I don't...
I have one day that I've been at before.
What?
It's for the late signing period.
It's before the late signing period. Probably is. Yeah. It will be well done. Listen, Memphis basketball games are a blast now because they're interesting. Even when they struggle, they're interesting. Like watching Antoine Jones is interesting. Watching Tyler Harris, who hasn't been making a lot of shots lately, is interesting. There's a buzz in the building. It's fun. It's an event. They're fun. A lot of what, and I understand they have to do it to make money, a lot of the interruptions are just total schlock, right? And the in-game promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I understand they have to do it to make money, right? But you can have a lot of momentum going, and then all of a sudden you got a foul shooting contest or a whatever, you know, something... some piece of schlock. So I'm not. The University of Memphis has put on some great campaigns before. So I'm not. Here's what I was just saying. I'm glad that Nike's going to have. I think Nike's got to have their hand in it, and I'm glad that Nike will have their hand in it because I think it guarantees that it'll be well done. And I don't think you can bring back. If you bring back,
I'm betting there's some Penny, intellectual property that Nike owns with Little Penny.
Of course, they own it all. They own. You cannot use his image without. And you cannot. No, they will have absolute approval on it. And so, and I therefore don't think you could bring back. It would clearly have to be a, if not Chris Rock, a very good Chris Rock imitator.
Yes.
Because otherwise, people are going to hoot it down, right?
Yes.
And I think the theme of it is going to be getting back in shape.
Which I think will be...
And it'll be funny.
I think that has very much...
Because he's not going to be actually working to get back in shape. That Pee-wee was a slacker, right?
Right.
He was just a talker.
Yes.
So it'll... I think that is my sense of how it'll be. Yeah, interesting. Okay. The other bit of news is Memphis is on the national stage.
Mm-hmm.
The other bit of news that happened is that Zach Lowe and Bill Simmons were talking... And I credit one of our listeners for sending me this clip. They were talking about the Grizzlies and what the Grizzlies should do. Here's Bill Simmons and Zach Lowe. It is Zach Lowe, isn't it? I think it is. Yeah, on what the Grizzlies should do.
So we'll see. Memphis is in an especially weird spot. They had some playoff hopes there for a little bit. It fell apart. Gasol just went in the tank over the last month. Physically did not seem like the same guy. And now they really have a chance to be the second worst team in the West, which is what they should want. Boston gets their pick unless it falls in the top eight. Next year, Boston gets their pick unless it falls in the top six. And it eventually goes unprotected. But if I'm Memphis, I just want to finish in the top eight and get another lottery pick this year. Is it time? Is it time to break up Conley and Gasol? What would you do?
See, I think Memphis wants the opposite. It'll depend on, you know, how they do in the next month, but they would rather get this obligation over with and give the Celtics the 10th pick in this draft and roll it over when the protections get even lighter and maybe Gasol leaves, maybe Conley's a year old. I think Memphis, according to everyone I've talked to, would rather just get it over with now, unless they spiral so badly that it becomes, oh, we have a chance at a top whatever pick. I mean, they'd have to spiral a little bit more than they are currently, but I think they want to get it over with now and just give Boston the pick. But yeah, I mean, look, they're 19-24. They're 14th in the West already. They're not going to get to 14th in the West. They're there. Their next four games are absolutely brutal. It's like Milwaukee, Boston, Toronto, Pelicans, who are surging now that they're healthy and playing with some urgency. If you're 19-28, like, it's over. You're done. You're not going to make the playoffs in the West. It's all you're nine games under. You're out. And you at least have to pick up the phone and see. Now, maybe you don't want to do it. Maybe you don't do it. No one in the league thinks they're going to do it. But don't you have to see, like, what can we get? Maybe just put out some feelers, something, get pick up the phone.
I would do it personally. So you said they're 19-24. In the East, every non-playoff team is 19-24 or worse. But two and maybe three of those teams have not shown that they want to tank yet. Orlando's 19-24. Detroit's 18-24. Washington's 18-26. But Beal is playing out of his mind. And that does not seem like a team that's ready to roll over yet for whatever reason. So it's really hard for me to imagine how Memphis doesn't end up in the bottom eight. I don't see a path. You would almost need, you'd need Minnesota to crater. You'd need Sacramento to crater. You would need Anthony Davis to get hurt. You'd need some sort of thing that's out of the loop in the West for that to happen. My thing is just, if you can get off Conley's contract now, because it's clear now, he's, you know, in the 30s. I put him in the trade value in the top 55 because he was playing so well and it seemed like they were going to be a playoff team. But now, if they can put Conley and Gasol together and just start over and really bottom out this year, get the one more lottery pick, they're gonna give up something good to the Celtics anyway. Like, yeah, I don't feel like that can control how they think about this. Or do you feel differently?
No, I don't. I don't think it should govern. Right? I mean, like, you the way that they avoid being in the top eight is playing better. I mean, that's it. That's the only remedy they really have. It's the only thing they can control. They can look at the beginning part of the season when they got off to a hot start and say, okay, we have hope. But man, I mean, I didn't think they were going to be good. And I was surprised at how good they were out of the gate. This is more kind of in line with what I thought this team was, which is Gasol and Conley and really not much else. I mean, Triple J is exciting, but he's a rookie.
I love Triple J.
He's tailor-made for me. I love him. But, you know, and you could build – Gasol is tough because he's maybe on an expiring. No one really knows what he's going to do with that option. And, like, the market for centers is not, you know, robust. Conley – if you were willing to eat one bad contract, there are some interesting Conley deals you could build. Where you get a pick back, but you eat a Solomon Hill sized contract or a pick a bad Detroit sized contract. They're like Reggie Jackson. There are some interesting deals you could build. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So there you go. Now other people are talking about the Grizzlies situation as well. We'll pick this up more. I wrote a column at the Daily Memphian. You can read it on the difficult position that the Grizzlies are in, which we've touched on, obviously, before. This top eight thing, the bottom eight thing, is interesting, though. Now, what Simmons said is not correct. they don't need Minnesota to crater. And who else did he have cratering? He had they need Minnesota to crater.
Sacramento
to crater. And
whatever.
No,
if I remember that correctly.
They don't need that. Right now, they are tied for eighth. Okay, we're saying they want to stay out of the eighth. They're tied with Orlando for eighth.
Yep.
What they have to do is they have to stay ahead of Cleveland, Chicago, New York, Phoenix, and Atlanta, which they're going to do. Okay? Now, Atlanta won impressively last night, but they're still 5 wins ahead of Atlanta. I don't believe over the course of the next whatever, Atlanta is going to get 5 more wins than the Grizzlies. But then they have to stay ahead of Washington and Detroit, both of which are worse than them now.
Correct.
And then...
Detroit's even with them at 19-24. I'm sorry, you're right.
Detroit's 18-24. Behind them. So, and then they had Orlando's even with them.
Correct.
All they have to do is stay, and that would get you to 8. You just have to be, eke ahead of Orlando or catch Dallas or catch Charlotte. Those are basically, you have to stay ahead of all those teams I mentioned.
Yep.
And then you have to, stay ahead of Orlando.
And not get lucky in the lottery.
You have to be better. No, if you get lucky in the lottery, that's fine, because then you're lucky. Then you're going to get a good player. Like, that's a win.
I was being ironic about lucky.
So, Cleveland, all you have to do is Cleveland, Chicago, New York, Phoenix, Atlanta, Washington, Detroit, and Orlando. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got to stay better than those teams. Can they do that?
With Mike and Mark, yes.
Well, they've had Mike and Mark, and they stink.
But they're right around
there. Their schedule's been tough. Right. And Kyle Anderson's been hurt and whatever. I think they actually...
If they keep it intact,
can. Plus, some of those teams may actually tank, right? If you're not tanking and they are. So I think they can stay ahead of those teams. We'll pick this up more later. I will say, it was not a good night for the we're going to zig while they zag thing, right?
Right.
Everyone else is zagging, scoring 149 points a game, basically. And the Grizzlies are zagging and can't get to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the zigging while they zag, not looking so wise right now. We'll talk to John Martin, his thoughts on what the return of Little Penny means. We'll do that next. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know it. New money, new year. Coming up at 10 a.m., we are all for that cash. New money, new year. Get the code weekdays at the top of the hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Text that code to 72881. Data message rates apply, national contest. And you could get paid a grand. New money in the new year. You know where the dollar's at. At the top of every hour weekdays, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's data analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or our Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs at our Graduate Info Session on February 5th on the campus of Christian Brothers University in Midtown, Memphis. Register today at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
New Year's resolutions are hard, but the Xfinity New Year New Deal is easy. Waking up the kids after a long winter break? Hard. But using the X1 voice remote to quickly find your favorite Netflix shows? Easy. Committing to a trendy New Year's diet? Hard. But watching the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet? Easy. It's the Xfinity New Year New Deal, and it's simple, easy, awesome.
Now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV and Internet for $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement, with download speed up to 150 megabits per second, plus Stars and Showtime included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBuild paperless billing and auto pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term, and premium promo, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Hello, Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. There's always a new culinary experience at Fleming's Steakhouse in Memphis. In the mood for surf and turf? Join us every Monday for an enticing three-course menu that includes our buttery filet mignon and sweet cold water lobster starting at $55. Want an impressive dinner for two? Try Tomahawk Tuesday, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye with two salads, two side items, and two desserts for only $120. Visit FlemingSteakhouse.com or call 901-761-6200 to make your reservation today.
Are you noticing cracks in the walls of your home, maybe floors that are sinking or sloping a bit? It could be signs of a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you got a serious problem, which means you need to call Redeemers Group. Redeemers Group handles foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling, and inspections are free, so there's no harm in calling, which is why you should call. And if you ultimately decide to proceed with the project, you can mention my name, Gary Parrish, and get $50 off. The number is 901-451-8765. That's Redeemers Group on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Jeff's guests appear on the Memphis Express phone line. Get on board the Express at AAF.com or call 901-881-3344 for tickets. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The ceasefire tech movement is taking over the region. Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete for tech jobs of the future without proper resources and training. So ceasefire is investing in education, infrastructure, and people across the Southeast to make that happen, to make the Mid-South and the Southeast a leader in technology. Teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach computer science in their classroom. Setting up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never dreamed possible. And because high-speed internet technology is the foundation for economic development, CSPIRE is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to businesses across the region. The future's out there, and the CSPIRE tech movement is leading the way. Join the movement at cspire.com/tech movement. That's T-E-C-H-M-V-M-T. Joined now by John Martin. John Martin, the lesser half of the Jason and John show, happens to be joining us by telephone today. John, how are you?
I'm great. I was great until that intro. Thank you.
Thanks. You know I love you, John.
What's going on?
You're not accepting. I apologize.
No, I'm not accepting that. I was a little offended, actually.
I apologize.
I'm just kidding.
What does the return of Penny? Someone suggested that we're thinking too small. Jeffrey had the idea that the return of Little Penny, because Penny said, yeah, he's coming back to support the Tigers, he thought it means that it's a limited regional thing, probably just on the big screen or maybe local television, whatnot. On Twitter, someone has suggested, no, think big. Surprise reappearance for a Super Bowl commercial.
Sunrise. They're saying a sunrise.
No, the one I saw was a Super Bowl commercial. Yeah. So a Super Bowl commercial. What does the return of Little Penny mean?
Well, I mean, it just makes Memphis that much more relevant. And first of all, like, to the theory that this is going to be like a contained regional thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I would urge anybody to go on Penny Hardaway's Instagram and check his recent posts out, because there's a post maybe from a week ago where he's got some exclusive phones, he's got some exclusive rookies, he's got them in a Louis Vuitton bag.
Now hold on. You're not speaking words that I understand. Some exclusive foam. Those are shoes, right?
Correct. Yes.
Have we never seen these? These are new shoes that we've never seen before. Is that what you mean?
I don't know if anybody's ever seen them or not before, but they're very exclusive and very expensive.
Okay. And how are rookies? Those are basketball players in their first year. How are they in a bag?
Well, they are not in a bag. They are on top of the box, the Louis Vuitton box.
What are exclusive? What does that mean? Exclusive rookies. What's a rookie? Is it a shoe?
Like it's a type of shoe. It's a Nike shoe. Rookies.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Penny wore them.
Okay, so exclusive, and they're in a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah, there's two pairs of shoes, and then there is another pair of shoes inside of a see-through red Louis Vuitton bag. So my point is, nothing that Penny Hardaway does is subtle or contained. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, if it's going to come back, if Lil Penny's going to come back, it's going to be massive. It's going to be widespread. It's going to be national.
It's going to be national.
It's not going to be regional. I mean, you got Major League Baseball players tweet about it this morning. You know, I mean, this is a huge thing to a lot of people.
It is clearly huge. Like, when he announced it on Get Up this morning, it's like, whoa! It is amazing how much it resonates, isn't it, after all this time?
I don't really understand it. Like, I'd like to see, like, a psychological study into why it continues to be such a thing. Because it was a little bit before me, right? Like, I was born in 91, so I don't really remember. I didn't grow up with Lil Penny, you know? I mean, obviously, I know the significance of the cultural impact of Lil Penny now, but, you know, when I was, you know, 6 and 7 years old, I didn't really understand.
You are 27? 26? 27?
Yeah, 27, yeah.
You're 27. That's not a young person. You're getting up there, and even you don't remember Lil Penny. So,
yeah, maybe I should. I mean, maybe I'm, you know, on the wrong side of history here, you know, as a 27-year-old. But I think that most people who were in the Lil Penny era were a little older than I was. Although we do have a Lil Penny doll at the house.
You do? Okay.
We have a Memphis Pros version.
All right, so you think there will be a national Nike commercial involving Lil Penny, and it will be voiced by Chris Rock. There's no way it could be voiced by anyone but Chris Rock.
Yeah,
right?
I don't see how you could. Yeah, I don't see how you can bring him back and then not have it be voiced by Chris Rock. People would point that out. It would become a fraud.
Yeah, that's not Lil Penny.
Right. Exactly. Like if you replace it with Kevin Hart, you know, like still it would. You know, people would be like, that's not my Lil Penny.
Then people would protest Lil Penny.
People might.
Then they would.
I mean, people protest a lot.
They would be protesting Lil Penny if Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart would be funny. He'd also be good as Lil Penny.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like you just don't accept things. You know, people don't accept change a lot.
Hold on, there's new James Bonds, right? There's all kinds of different James Bonds. So why
did it not take time to get used to? You know, the new, like, does it not always take time though? You know.
So you
and also guys get older. Like there's nothing you can do about you can't just roll out Pierce Brosnan in a wheelchair as James Bond. you're gonna have to make a change.
You just picked the literally the worst James Bond, I think. Wasn't Pierce Brosnan the worst James Bond? Sean Connery, Roger Moore. Who's the guy who's been doing it lately with all the muscles?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan was easily. I don't know who else there was. Was there anyone else in there? Pierce Brosnan was the worst.
Who's the new James Bond?
Is there a new James Bond?
They haven't announced it yet because they got Daniel Craig to do one more film.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, I don't mind the Daniel Craig James Bond. What do you think of Daniel Craig doing Lil Penny?
I don't think it would work. He's British, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't work at all. Would not.
I mean, he's okay. A white British guy.
So you,
I mean, it'd be an interesting twist on it, I guess.
Do we think Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know, I think that makes some sense. Yeah, it actually makes a lot of sense. You know, the recreation of the, you know, what was it, the Sunrise commercial? You know, so I actually think that makes a lot of sense if he's on there promoting it. You know, Super Bowl is, what, 2 weeks away or something like that, 3 weeks away. So that would actually stand to reason. Although I have, I mean, that's speculation on my part.
The whole thing is speculation. Yeah. You got me looking at the Instagram video through red paper, red bags.
You see it now? You see it now?
I'm not on Instagram. I don't know how to do that.
Well, Jeffrey can print it out.
It'd be tough to hit play on a piece of paper, though.
It's not a video. It's just a picture.
And
thanks for giving me more work, John. Appreciate
it. The significance of the picture is that he's going to be introducing new shoes as part of this video.
He just has new shoes and he wants you to know about the. My point is, Penny's personality is not one that is undersold or subtle or let's just launch this thing regionally and see if it takes off. No, I mean this is a guy who he's flashy. Penny's flashy. He wants to do it as big as possible. I'm just rejecting the maybe they'll premiere it on PBS here in Memphis and see how it goes.
I mean this is a guy who did have Justin Timberlake at Memphis Madness.
Exactly. Don't forget that
everything he does is big time. So,
don't forget.
Right. Okay. So, I apologize for that too. Now I'm apologizing twice, John. I apologize and I apologize again.
You just can't help yourself.
You're just stirring it up anyway, by the way. Plus then you got Marc Gasol, like you did that last week. You created a furor with your Marc Gasol video.
Yeah. I mean, people just, whether it's the Marc Gasol video or the Gillette commercial, people just get offended these days.
Are you offended by the Gillette commercial?
I mean, I'm not offended by it, but
no one's
there
offended
are a lot
by
of,
it. Is anyone offended by it?
There are a lot of people who are offended by it.
What's there to be offended by? That it's too PC?
Well, that it's I don't. And again, this is a totally separate comment, but I don't want to think about patriarchy while I'm shaving.
So they're only offended because they're offended that other people are trying to be progressive and liberated in the context of shaving.
It's the same. It's probably the same.
Let's be honest. It's Clay Travis would be is offended by the commercial.
Well, Clay Travis and everybody who was offended by the Nike spot, right? People who just fundamentally believe businesses right.
So
should
this
stay
is,
out
is,
of
what,
like.
The weird thing is that here's the weird thing is that it's typically people on the left who are considered what's the word snowflakes, right?
Yeah,
but people are just get offended by different things. They're offended, like the folks on the right are offended by that Nike commercial, right? They're all there. Yes. I guess they're being snowflakes there. Like we're all snowflakes about our own things that we care about, right?
Well, that's just why I try to
That's why you're irritating. That's why you're irritating to everybody, and you just try to stir up stuff with your.
Yeah, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on.
Right.
I'm going to try to piss you off either way.
Right. Exactly. With your Marc Gasol. With your Marc Gasol video. Did you in the end come down there, by the way, on this? I mean, for folks who don't know, there was a video of Mark not low-fiving or dapping or whatever Joakim Noah, right? And no one had made a big deal of it until John did on his radio show. And then it got picked up by the Bleacher Report. Bleacher Report? Buzz, who was
it? Yeah, Bleacher Report, exactly.
And then it took off, all because of the power of John Martin and 92.9 generally, right? It's a one powerhouse of a radio station. You turned that into a real thing. In fairness to y'all, you didn't say it was absolute proof of a rift. You just said, "Huh, isn't this interesting? What do you think?" Right?
Oh, that was the whole thing. Like, okay, so the context is so important in life.
It is so important in life. Yeah.
In the days leading up to that video, we were having fun on the radio show because JB was complaining about the rat.
Like, right. Yeah.
Who keeps talking to Shams? Like, who is it? And we had fun on the show about it. We were like, well, is it Chandler? Is it Yuta Watanabe? Is it Joakim Noah? Because he's friends with Chandler and he's relatively new here. And then that video comes out. And our services have not come out, but whatever, you see it, it happens. And then we just like, oh, then maybe this is proof that Joakim is the league. You know, we're just having fun with it. Is it something? Is it nothing? We didn't spend a show saying there is definitively, we can now confirm a rift between Marc Gasol and Joakim Noah. They very likely hate each other and want each other to die. You know, that is definitely not what we did. But I can understand why people think that. But it was never like a serious thing. And it is kind of funny to me to see, a radio segment get taken as seriously as it did.
How are you feeling about the Memphis Tigers basketball team? They beat Tulane. They beat East Carolina. But they've got the schedule gets tougher going forward. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does. I feel moderately good about them. I mean, I think, you know, it's a road win in conference, which you're happy to get. You know, they've lost to Tulane in recent years, so it's not like that hasn't happened before. So you're happy to get that win. I do kind of wonder, like, about the, you know, and I know we're not supposed to question Penny, but I do wonder about the effectiveness of the constant starting lineup changes because, you know, Josh used to do that all the time, you know, and we would kill Josh for that, you know, because it would, you know, guys lose confidence, you know, doesn't, you know, guys aren't able to get into a rhythm, you know, roles aren't as defined. Now I also understand, too, that this is a very young team and there's a very weird dynamic about seniors and freshmen. Like, there's no like junior, you know, like it's just freshmen and seniors, basically. And so I do recognize and acknowledge that there is a little bit of a weird and odd dynamic there. But I feel fine about them. I don't think there's anything that suggests, Jeff, that they can't go on a three-game run in March in the AAC tournament. Like, why can't they be in the conference championship game in Memphis? Why can't they?
Well, I think they could. I think they could.
So that's just where I'm at. Like, I think they're, you know, they can run with anybody in the country.
But my question is this: are you suggesting now that there's a rift between the seniors and the freshmen on the team?
No, I'm not suggesting.
Is that do you have video proof of? You said there's a weird dynamic. Do you have video proof that Jeremiah Martin and Tyler Harris or Antoine Jones don't like each other?
No, but I will look for it. But weird dynamic, I just mean it's a group of freshmen and a group of seniors, and there's really just no in between. Like, there's no sophomore really that plays. There's no, I mean, Isaiah Maurice is an incoming, you know, junior college recruit, almost counted more as a freshman. So it's two extremes is kind of what I was getting at. And Penny's trying to strike the balance between maybe playing the guys who give me the best chance to win today versus trying to develop the guys who are probably going to give me who are going to define, honestly, his legacy at Memphis over the next 4 years.
John, thank you very much. I appreciate it. If I did anything to offend you, I apologize from the bottom of my heart.
It's okay. Thank you, man.
That's John Martin. Listen to him from 11 to 2 every single day. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. We've got Dan Devine coming up next. After that, Chris Harrington. After that, NFL Big Facts. There's some news on the Eagles who've made a quarterback decision. We'll get to that and more. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction. You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Don't be left standing outside this season. The Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica has a seat that is calling your name. Make sure to join them for the big game on February 3rd. Enjoy the roomy seats, full-service bar, weekend food specials, and, of course, with its wall of big-screen TVs, you won't miss any part of the big game in this sports bettor's paradise at the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. And since you're catching the big game at Samstown, why not book a hotel package as well? Because who doesn't want to celebrate longer when their team wins? Simply call 1-800-946-0711 and mention Game B. That's G-A-M-E-B. And you can reserve your package for a room and two breakfast buffets starting at just $45. Call 1-800-946-0711. Don't miss out on the full sports betting experience at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall, Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions and fees may apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
price. If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to reduce staff this year and may just help pay for a relaxing vacation. All their ink and toner are guaranteed 100%. Come by 4714 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza down from FedEx or call 901-767-4065. That's 767-4065.
At Simple Truth, we believe the natural and organic foods that make you feel good should be free from artificial preservatives and ingredients, free from GMOs, and free from things you can't pronounce. We believe these foods should be sourced responsibly and free from high prices, too. That's why, at Simple Truth, we're proud of our foods, and we're proud of what's not in them. You can find Simple Truth products at your neighborhood Kroger and at Kroger.com.
You certainly don't want to use a doctor or a lawyer who isn't experienced, and the same goes for real estate or any sport. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, and I'm with Coach Terry Tippett, winner of 6 state basketball championships. Coach, don't you believe that experience makes a huge difference in whether you win a game or not?
Yes, Sheldon. Knowing what to do and when to do it makes all the difference in the world. Just like your experience, you know what to do and when in selling a home.
Yes, Coach. My highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can make a difference in whether you sit or sell. Just like knowing which club to use when we play golf.
Sheldon, the difference is that you know real estate, but not necessarily the right club to hit.
Okay, but when somebody wants to sell their home, don't choose the wrong club, the wrong real estate broker. Talk to 2-3 and let me be one of them. You can reach me at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com for a hole-in-one.
Jeff's guests appear on the Memphis Express phone line. Get on board the Express at AAF.com or call 901-881-3344 for tickets. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Dan Devine. On Twitter, he is at Your Man Divine. He covers the NBA for The Ringer, where he has handed out some second quarter awards. The bad news is the team of the second quarter, the Milwaukee Bucks, in town tonight. I'll get to that in a moment. Or I guess it's good news if you want to see Giannis. Here's the remarkable thing, though. Just a week ago, Dan, you and I were talking about the Grizzlies and the troubles they were having. And we were talking about the troubles that Marc Gasol was having, and he was absolutely, because you talked about him, revived that night, led the Grizzlies to it. So it is appropriate and fitting, and probably this break glass in case of emergency. It's good that you're back because we need that Marc Gasol to return again tonight. What are the chances?
Well, I think I owe all of Memphis an apology. I guess clearly the issue is that I stopped talking about Marc Gasol enough, and that's on me. That's my bad. I'm happy to talk about him because I think you guys might wind up needing him.
Everyone is. There's not much more to say than what we said last week about Mark. Now everyone is talking about it. It has become a. It was a thing last week. It's a bigger thing this week because there's been this idea that whispers are that that he may not opt in, that he may not exercise his option to be $25 million to be a Grizzly next year. The problem is that nothing, and I wrote about this today, nothing is clear. Like, it's not clear whether the Grizzlies want him to opt in. It's not clear whether they want him back. It's not clear whether they would be better off just letting him walk this summer rather than taking back whatever toxic contracts you'd have to take back if you deal him now. I really think they're in an incredibly murky situation. Last year was ugly, but it was obvious. You knew you wanted to tank and get the best pick you could, and it was Jaren Jackson Jr., and it worked out beautifully. This does not seem obvious to me.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's in part because it's still fresh in our minds what it looks like when it's working right. It's, you know, it was only a few weeks ago, and a version of Mark that is healthy and sort of operating the way he can as a
floor spacing five that can make plays, and also the quarterback on the back line. Like, that is, we just saw it, and we just saw him be a positive influence and partner next to Jaren Jackson and all those sorts of things. We saw the rekindling of the two-man game with Mike Conley. So there's it's understandable that you'd feel, and to say nothing of the broader what he means to the franchise kind of thing. So it's understandable that you'd say, no matter what, we'd either like him to opt in, or if he's going to opt out, then, re-sign for what would be the balance of his maybe salad days here. But we've also seen how it looks when it's not working, which is, basically since that ankle roll, that ankle sprain, and still playing big minutes and not being nearly as effective, this, and particularly with Jaren Jackson looking maybe like he doesn't need somebody to kind of ride herd with him quite so much. Maybe he can be a more effective defensive sort of captain or quarterback already than anybody really anticipated. So if that's the case, and if the transition to whatever comes next has already begun more quickly than anybody anticipated, then you're sort of weighing sentiment versus pragmatism, I think, to some degree. And that's no matter what situation you're in, no matter what line of work you're in, no matter what the state of the organization you work for is, that's always a tough thing to sort of figure out. Setting aside, as we talked about last week, the fact that nobody seems to really know what the market or the value of a Marc Gasol in trade conversations would be. If the Grizzlies continue to struggle here and they got a real rough slate of it coming up, those whispers might start to get louder, and we might start to get a better handle on what the market looks like. But it's a sticky wicket, and the Grizzlies have had that with, what do you do with Zach Randolph? What do you do with Tony Allen? What do you do? And this is sort of rekindling some of those things, and also maybe the off ramp for an era coming up, maybe closer and more quickly than some thought it might.
Yeah, and I guess even if you say it's obvious that this isn't working anymore, and I think I'm there. Like, it's pretty clear. Like, it's not. I guess what I mean, even if you're saying, all right, let's put sentiment aside and just go with pragmatism, I don't think it's obvious. Like, is there a deal to? It's obvious to me that you would pick up the phone, and you might as well do that. There's no reason not to do that very clearly. But it's not clear to me that there is a deal to be had now that looks better than him just walking away. I mean, that's what the Hawks did. They let Al Horford just walk away, right? And they just let Al Horford. You can like you can clear cap space just by having. If we don't know that he will walk away, maybe he'll opt in, but which is a further complication. Or maybe he'll sign extension or whatever. But I think even if you're talking about pragmatism, I don't think it's completely clear which way you go, how best to be pragmatic, what the best pragmatic strategy is.
I think that makes a lot of sense to me. You mentioned Atlanta, and that might be like a best case scenario for the way that can work out, because they let Horford walk, they let Paul Millsap walk the next summer rather than re-upping him. He went and got a 3-year, $90 million deal in Denver. And in the moment, you're saying, this is a franchise making it very clear that they're ripping it down to the studs and trying to figure it out from there. Obviously, the jury is still very much out as to whether that will be a successful plan of attack, how successful it'll wind up being. If the best version of the Hawks that we saw during that era made a conference finals, and whether that will be something that they can do again, we'll have to wait and see. But in the moment, what it looks like now, they very clearly picked a direction. They landed a couple of first-round picks in Trey Young and Kevin Huerter. Before that, they had picked John Collins up high in the draft. And so they've got this sort of young nucleus of players that are performing better than people expected, myself included, this season. And that looks like they've got some runway to grow. So, and that's without necessarily having to trade away, lock, stock, and barrel everybody, to just say, maybe the discretion is a better part of valor when it comes to just letting somebody go. That's still, you're still to some degree imprisoned by his option, because if he decides, the things have not gone so hot for me this year, and I'm not positive I would be able to get $25 million on the open market next year, so maybe I let that go, and then we see where we are after the season. That forestalls things a little bit, but the presence of the option and the possibility that you maybe don't get another top-end pick or top-end talent that makes the sort of immediate impact that Jaren Jackson has to add to that core, it muddies the waters, as you said. It's an unenviable position, but this is also it's what a lot of franchises have had to deal with when you're talking about sort of franchise iconic pieces that come to the end of their careers and the end of their contracts, and it rarely ends gracefully.
You, as I said, have a piece up. I just tweeted it out. You handed out second quarter awards. The team of the second quarter, the Milwaukee Bucks in town. How eager should people be to go out and see Giannis, his one appearance here, and why are they the team of your second quarter?
The first answer is pretty quickly, yes, they should be very eager to see it. I don't travel a ton for the job. I'm not at arenas every night, but he is something special to watch when you get the chance to watch him. And the way he's operating this season with the space that he's able to move around in Mike Budenholzer's offense, suddenly they've got stretch fives with Brooke Lopez and Ersan Ilyasova. There's just shooters all over the place, and he can kind of rampage around. So it's fun to watch in a way that's kind of shocking, when you actually just see the way he moves around. So there's that. What made them the team that I picked for the team of the second quarter was they didn't go 19-1 or something like that. I think they were 14-6 over their second 20 games, and there were a lot of teams that were right around there. But what it was impressive to me, A, that Giannis continued to perform the way he had, and it carried over his sort of elite first quarter performance, keeping himself at the NBA at sort of an MVP caliber run over the second 20 games, but also that even as some of their other complementary pieces slowed down a bit, and Chris Middleton, I think, only made about a third of his three-pointers during that stretch after starting off the season red hot. Eric Bledsoe took a little bit of a downturn. They weren't getting quite as much production from their sort of secondary stars. They just kept right on rolling with elite offense and elite defense because all of a sudden they're developing other guys too. They're sort of young players like Sterling Brown out of SMU and DJ Wilson, guys that didn't really do a whole lot for them last year, but are now giving them good minutes. They're sort of Malcolm Brogdon has continued to improve after his rookie of the year season. They have this sort of depth and a number of contributors capable of giving them a lot on any given night. And the more that you do that, the less you have to worry about something like happening in like what's going on in Houston, where you can win 14 out of 20, but Harden's going to have to play 39 minutes a game. Giannis is down around, I think, 32, 33 minutes a night. Last night they had another blowout win where he, I think, only had to score about 12 points. They are a team that is getting a lot from a lot of different places right now, and I think that bodes really well for them moving forward. If it was just the Giannis show, that'd be a lot of fun to watch, but maybe not the best thing for their long-term prospects in this season. But I think they're sort of showing that they've got enough in reserve to be a team to be reckoned with, as we get towards the spring and maybe into the summer.
It was something of an eye-popping night last night everywhere across the NBA. You had the Bucks beating the Heat by 38. You had Atlanta putting up 142 on the Thunder, which is made the best defensive team in the NBA. You had Philadelphia and Jimmy Butler just torturing the T-Wolves. And then you had Golden State scoring 51 points in the first quarter. That's a good night for the league.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was a decent night. To be fair, there a lot of those games were out of reach pretty early.
That's
so I wound up, I kind of shocked myself with how much I stuck with Hawks Thunder last night. it made for a very fun watch too. Yeah, I mean, this is the nature of the talent in the league, and the tilting that the league has sort of has moved, the direction it's moved in with rule changes and freedom of movement stuff, and the skill development of players where more guys can shoot from further away and more players can handle in the pick and roll, and there are more coaches that are looking to spread things out and integrate more motion, and like you're going to see a lot of points scored, and you're going to see a lot of teams capable of scoring a lot of points. It makes defense incredibly difficult to play. So, it's almost like it's become the people who have said there's no defense in the NBA. It's all, the sort of the curmudgeonly kind of attitude. It's right. Kind of become correct because you just can't defend that much space that often on every possession. But it makes for some really entertaining watches. And almost every team in the league is really watchable on a night-to-night basis now. Now, that said, I will admit, I conked out here on the East Coast before we got to Lakers without LeBron versus Bulls without anybody. before that, it was an awfully entertaining night. And, there's pretty much any given game you check into, there's going to be something worth keeping an eye on.
And the problem, of course, is that here in Memphis, they proudly said, we're zigging when everyone's zagging. The zagging seems to be working better than the zigging at this point, I will say. Dan, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week. Again, follow him on Twitter at YourManDivine and read his stuff at The Ringer. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Jeff.
That is Dan Devine. If you're noticing cracks in the walls of your home, maybe floors are sinking or sloping a little bit, you know now you could have a foundation problem. Are you serious? You sit there in the kitchen, you're having a cup of coffee. You know what? Why don't we just check out? Let's just make sure. Let's call Redeemers Group, local company, serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade. You can give them a call at 541-8765. They'll come out to your house. They'll send an expert out to your house. And they'll size it up. They'll tell you if you got any problem. Maybe you have a waterproofing problem. Maybe water's coming into your garage or your basement or your crawl space. They handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete 11, all that stuff. Give them a call, 541-8765, 541-8765. This expert will give you a sense of what's going on. Maybe you got no problems. That's great. Maybe you do have a problem. If you do have a problem, mention my name, Jeff Calkins, and you will get an additional $50 off your repair project. Simply no reason not to check it out. Again, 541-8765 or on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.